Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber Radio Studio, located on the lower level of our offices at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, we'd like to thank Chris Bogenrief of NAI United, the longtime sponsor of Grow Siouxland. Folks, we're halfway through summer. We're really at the midpoint here. And as such, we're on the precipice of county fair season. I know those 4-H kids are working with their animals and also doing their projects to be prepared for the county fair. The Woodbury County Fair kicks off in the very first part of August, and with me today is Mr. Ben Howard, who is a member of the Board of Directors of the Woodbury County Fair, and also Laura Hartman. Laura, of course, the Director of Events at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, also active with the Woodbury County Fair Board. And the two of them are here today to share with us some of the exciting things that will be taking place in the 2025 iteration of the wonderful Woodbury County Fair. Ben, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
I appreciate you coming in and carving out a little bit of your time, and hopefully you're having a good and healthy summer. And we certainly appreciate all that you do, not only for the Woodbury County Fair, not only for all you do with Smurf at West Rock, but you're also a green coat or an ambassador with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. You invest an awful lot of time in the organization. You lead the golf initiative, which was a tremendous success this year, sold out 3 golf courses in a very, very short period of time. And we're grateful for your role and all the cooperation, collaboration, and communication that you share with Laura Hartman in her capacity leading the Green Coats and the Ambassadors. But as I said, today we're here to talk about the Woodbury County Fair. And before we get there, as we do each Saturday morning on Grow Siouxland, we introduce our guests to the listening audience. And we'd like to begin by asking you a little bit about where you grew up.
I'm actually originally from the northwest corner of Montana, a little town called Libby, Montana. If you're familiar with the movie River Wild, the falls that they float down, filmed right there in our little town. And then my mom was from Akron, Iowa, or is from Akron, Iowa, so that's how we ended up down here in Sioux City.
So the question is, how did your mom end up in Montana, or how did your dad end up in Iowa?
My dad was served in the Air Force and was based down in Omaha at Offutt, and my mom lived down there, and that's where they met when my dad was done in the service. They moved back to Montana, where he was from, were married, and had my sister and I, and then we came back to Iowa later on.
Very good. So how old were you when you guys came to Iowa?
I was 2, but I would live all my summers growing up. We would leave the week that school got out, and then we'd go live in Montana for 3 months and come back about 2 or 3 days before school would start.
So a great childhood.
Yeah, our friends used to say, man, you're missing all of summer, and we'd say, you don't understand, we're getting the best of both worlds.
Yeah. What do you remember most fondly about your summers in Montana as a kid?
Oh, where to start? The hiking, the lake, the fresh mountain air, swimming in the creek, or as you all say, the creek around here. We say creek out in Montana. But yeah, the mountains, the blue sky, the stars light up at night, and it's beautiful.
My father is a product of Carroll College in Helena, Montana.
Yeah.
And I remember going out as a kid, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And you're spoiled.
I absolutely am spoiled. I still get out there a few times a year.
So tell us, what was high school like, and where did you go to high school?
I went to East High School here in Sioux City, still proud to be a Black Raider. It was great. I was involved in the fine arts side of things, show choir, got to travel all over the country and compete in that, and it was wonderful.
Laura Hartman, you are now in your 4th year with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce as our Director of Events and leading ambassadors, but you've also been active in the Woodbury County Fair. You guys have an awful lot of exciting things to share with us in the second half of the program. Again, before we get there, you grew up in Hinton, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And a pretty active student athlete.
Yes, I played volleyball, basketball, softball, and ran track.
And I know that your family originally hails from this part of northwest Iowa. Your mother, an accomplished athlete, and her brothers are the same. And believe it or not, it was your grandfather, Leo, that was the founding coach of the Bishop Helan Catholic High School wrestling program back in the day. So I owe your grandpa a debt of gratitude.
Yes, you do.
So, and I know your uncle's pretty well and your mother. And sports was always emphasized in your family. Your grandfather was a teacher and a coach and always prioritized the importance of education and athletics.
Absolutely. And that followed with my parents, both my mom and my dad. They coached, they were teachers, they refereed. So they did a little bit of everything.
Some of our guests are familiar with your background. You've been a guest on the program before, but after finishing Hinton, you went on to Simpson College in Indianola, Iowa. I know you finished your 4-year degree in 3 years, spent a little time with Big Brothers and Big Sisters before joining us at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, for which we're very, very grateful. Today, you and Ben are here to tell us a little bit about what's going on with the fair. And again, just before we get there, Ben Howard, tell us what came after time as a Black Raider.
I'd went to USD for a stint, came back, went to Western Iowa Tech, discovered at the time that I wanted to be an elementary ed special ed teacher after volunteering in a classroom regularly throughout a school year. So I went back as a non-traditional student. And as my time as a non-traditional student at USD in Vermilion, I worked at what was Bev's on the River. Served and bartended there, and then opened Crave as the bartender, and then that then led into my time at West Rock, which is now Smurfit West Rock.
Yeah, that's quite a story. And so how long have you been an ambassador now?
Since 2020, so a little over 5 years.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. You can also find us at KSEJ.com under the programming icon with Grow Siouxland. Our guest, Ben Howard, a board member of the Woodbury County Fair, also an employee with Smurfit West Rock. Additionally, we have Laura Hartman of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And Ben, I'm going to begin with you. There is a lot to look forward to at the Woodbury County Fair this year. Where do we begin?
Well, we start on Tuesday, July 29th this year and go through Sunday, August 3rd. So a little bit of an extra day. We had an event on Tuesday this year, so we're excited about that.
Okay. And for those who may not be familiar, let's start with the basics. The fairgrounds are where?
In Mobile, Iowa, right off Highway 20.
Can't be any easier to get to, and it's been there forever. I was a kid, very active in 4-H. My family was very active in 4-H, so now well into my 50s and actually closer to my 60s than my 50s at this time. But I spent every summer as a kid, my older brother, my older sister, as well as my younger brother, my younger sister. We were all involved in 4-H, very active. My mom was a longtime 4-H leader. Shout out to all those volunteers who lead 4-H organizations. That's only one aspect of the county fair. It's one that so many people are familiar with because there are people who do projects. There are people who bring and show animals, whether it's horses or steers, cattle, of course, pigs, chickens, rabbits, the whole nine yard. But just that's one 4-H part of it. Tell us about some of the other open class areas for people who make those kinds of projects.
Yeah, so our open class building's beautiful. In a capital project that's been done over the last year is to insulate it and put air conditioning in it. So now there's another building on the fairgrounds. For those folks that were out at the Woodbury County Fairgrounds last year, you remember that it was over 100 degrees for a week straight, and so people were fighting to get some air conditioning. So they can enter those projects, and it's over a couple thousand projects, I believe, that get entered into that open class, and that's a little bit of everything. Drawings, food, kind of you name it, it gets into that building.
I've always been very impressed with the diversity of projects there and the diversity of ages. I mean, you'll see things from little children building Legos or painting pictures to great grandma who has an extraordinary quilt. And whether you want to compete in those things, which include photography, sewing, building, baking, or you just want to come and see them, great opportunity at the Woodbury County Fair here coming up in just a couple of weeks, beginning July 29th.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're spot on. It's everybody from every range, from almost a toddler age, right, when they can start drawing or getting something put together, all the way to great grandma.
And of course, there is an opportunity to go on to the Clay County Fair for some kids, which is usually in the month of September in Clay County and Spencer. For most of the kids competing in 4-H and also for some in open class, there's an opportunity to go to the State Fair in Des Moines.
Yeah, correct. And when they get granted that pass to go on to State Fair, They leave almost a couple days right after the Woodbury County Fair is done.
And what a great program. And I want to talk about one in particular, and that's speech communications, because it's such an important skill set and one that not everybody has an opportunity to fully develop in school. And so 4-H in particular offers that. There are presentations, there are demonstrations, there's extemporaneous speaking, just really a wide variety of things. And we're going to continue to see those in 2025 as well, correct?
Absolutely. And you're 100% correct. The opportunity that it provides children of all ages, teenage through high school, it's incredible what they the opportunities that they get to learn.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Ben Howard. He's a board member with the Woodbury County Fair. Also, Laura Hartman with the Fair Board and my associate as the Director of Events at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back with Ben Howard and Laura Hartman to discuss the events at this year's Woodbury County Fair after a short commercial break. Okay. JB, we'll be back at 12 o'clock or the 12-minute mark.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, or Chris Bogenreef. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce offices in the heart of downtown Sioux City. As we hit the midpoint of summer, we're excited to look forward to the Woodbury County Fair and give a shout out to all the county fairs. Plymouth County Fair is always doing a great job. I would be remiss if I didn't give some credit to Candace Nash of KSU and Powell Broadcasting for all of her many, many years, if not decades, of support of the Plymouth County Fair. But today we're talking about the Woodbury County Fair in Mobile, Iowa. Our guest, Ben Howard, along with Laura Hartman, they serve on the board of directors. And Laura, I'm going to start with you. You guys had a really big announcement quite some time ago. I think a big win for the entertainment side of the Woodbury County Fair.
Yes, we announced Parmalee will headline our concert on Friday, August 1st in Mobile, Iowa.
So for those who may not know, Parmalee, really a tremendous get for a fair our side.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're the most played group on country radio in 2023 with 5 number one singles, multiple platinum records, and over 1 billion global streams. Parmalee has solidified their place at the top in country music radio.
I mean, truly a great get for the Woodbury County Fair. Now, the question is, how did you guys get that done?
Well, Ben and I, mostly Ben, worked with Pepper Entertainment out of Sioux Falls, worked with them, you know, put together a list and went through that list. And Parmalee was our first choice, and we happened to get them.
Well, here we are just coming off Saturday in the Park last weekend. Dave Bernstein tells me how hard it is to get acts, and they were very, very lucky to get Teddy Swims kind of at the 11th hour. But, you know, Dave's been doing this Saturday in the Park for 35 years. He's talked to me many times about how challenging it can be in some years. I have firsthand experience with you, Laura, trying to get keynote speakers for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual dinner, but you guys got to be pretty proud and pretty excited of landing Parmalee.
Yeah, it's a huge get for the Woodbury County Fair.
Ben, tell us a little bit about the date, and then we'll go back to the start of the fair, but when do we expect to see Parmalee, and how do people get tickets?
Yeah, so Friday, August 1st, Parmalee will hit the stage at the Woodbury County Fair down in the grandstands. All tickets are $30. Up until the day of, they're $35 a day of, but everything is general admission. So if you want to sit down in the grandstands, you can. If you want to go stand down in the dirt right in front of the stage, you can do that as well. And to find the tickets, you can go to WoodburyCountyFair.com. There's a link right there, and it'll take you right to ETIC's website to get that.
Well, congratulations for landing one of the top country acts in the United States at this time. Let's go back to day one, July 29th. Let's kick off and talk through what people can expect over the course of this year's county fair.
So Tuesday, July 29th at 7 p.m. is team roping and the Fast Money Run. It's general admission. It's $5 for all ages. Kid or adult, It's a $5 bill to get you in and get a season team roping.
All right. So what are the two events you just described?
Team roping and the fast money run.
All right. You got to tell those of us who are not familiar with the fast money run what that's all about.
So team roping, let's start there. That's the first piece of the event, right? So it's a partnership, yep. If you will, right? They're gonna rope together as a team.
Yeah, we get it.
And the fast money, it's just money that they get a win.
I see. So it's the fast money's based on your success in team roping.
Correct. The fastest time wins the fast money.
I was trying to figure out if fast money was another event of some kind or of a different nature that I was not familiar with. And I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to the longtime leader of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, Barbara Sloniker, our executive vice president. Many people may not realize she and her brother were national champions in team roping a number of years ago. And she has the belt buckle and the trophy and the hardware to prove it.
That's correct. I've tried to get Barbara convinced to come back out and get out of retirement and come do it, but she's not convinced yet.
Yeah, she's probably still got some roping ability in her. But so we begin on Tuesday. What comes next?
Wednesday and Thursday is a two-day PRCA rodeo. So Barnes Rodeo puts it on. It is professional level. It's part of the PRCA circuit. Both days are $20 for adults. Or $5 for youth. Youth is ages 5 to 11. If they're under 5 years old, they get in free. And another opportunity is if you want to pay $25 for your ticket, that gets you down in the pit. So that gets you a little bit closer to the arena, to the dirt, to the horses that are brought there, all the livestock and so forth. So last year we only did a one-day PRCA rodeo, and it was such a hit that we decided to do a two-day.
Well, and I'm going to have to give a big thumbs up to this. We had Nick Palmiotti on Grow Siouxland back over Memorial Day weekend, and he talked about his time in the entertainment industry before he ended up with OVG in Sioux City. But he did some rodeo work as a promoter, and so we had a nice visit about that. I had the occasion to see my first professional rodeo in Fort Worth a year ago. Folks, you got to get out here and see this. It's incredible. These cowboys and cowgirls are incredible athletes. Sometimes we lose sight of the fact that they are superb athletes, and it's great entertainment.
It absolutely is, and you don't realize it, but they're coming through Mobile as part of the circuit for their chance to get to the finals in Las Vegas.
So much success with the rodeo that we've gone from one day to 2 days.
Correct.
So same athletes, preliminaries, finals, how's that work?
So it's maybe not the same rodeo folks that come through every year. It's just based on where they're trying to get to. There's circuit points in the PRCA, so they're coming from a rodeo maybe the prior weekend, and they're just making their way through the country of wherever they can to get the circuit points that they need.
Appreciate the clarification, but will we see the same participants both nights?
You'll see some of the same. Some will be different. Some may only do one night.
Okay. So what comes next?
So then Friday is that concert, the Parmalee concert, which we're very excited about.
And again, tickets are available for $30 prior to, $35 the day of.
Correct.
General admission. So in the bleachers or down in the dirt, whatever your preference.
Absolutely.
Where do people go to get those tickets?
WoodburyCountyFair.com. There's a link right towards the top of the page. Click on it and it'll take you right to it.
So that's a pretty packed week, but we're not over yet.
No, we still got Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday is the Outlaw Tractor Pull, which has been for decades at the Woodbury County Fair. That's a huge hit. Again, those guys and gals that travel in that Outlaw Tractor Pull, they travel across the country to hit events like ours. And that as well as $20 for adults, $5 for kids ages 5 to 11. Also has the pit option for $25. That's a little bit of a hit for people. They get a little bit closer to the noise, the vibration of the tractors going down the dirt, and you get a little closer to the action for $25.
Well, if you're going to do that, bring your headphones, because I've been to a couple of tractor pulls at the Woodbury County Fair over the years, and it can be deafening.
It is extremely loud, but it's exciting.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. We're visiting at this time with Ben Howard and Laura Hartman, board members of the Woodbury County Fair, talking about this year's county fair, which begins on July 29th. So, Ben, you've taken us through most of the week. How are we wrapping things up?
So, on Sunday, as always at the Woodbury County Fair, we have the Demolition Derby. General admission tickets, again, $15. Youth is only $5, ages 5 to 11, 5 and under is free, or 4 and under is free, I should say. And again, the pits are $25. So if you want to get a little closer to the action of watching people drive into each other and bang up old cars and feel the vibration in the bleachers, pay the $25 and get in and see the action.
And the Demolition Derby is a classic.
It is.
It's been around for a while, and not only is it fun to participate, but it's a great spectator sport.
It absolutely is. You know, I have some friends of mine that about 2 weeks out, they go to the junkyard and find a car, take it all apart, and make it Demolition Derby ready. So I'm expecting to see you in a car out there, Chris.
You get me the car and a helmet, and then we'll have that conversation.
You might have a deal.
I think half my staff, including Laura Hartman, thinks that that's probably the way I am most of the time without a Demolition Derby competition, because some of them don't think it's safe to ride with me. Laura, kudos to you, Ben, and the balance of the board for putting together an outstanding county fair. Tell us, it's a not-for-profit organization. Where are the proceeds going, and how important is it that we support this event?
So really, we host all these grandstand events at the Woodbury County Fair, and it's not, again, yeah, it's not to make money. It's not to pocket the money. We're really there to break even on grandstand events, to provide entertainment for a family of all ages in all the events, whether that is the rodeo, the concert, the Demolition Derby, or the tractor pull. The fair really stands there for kids and the youth, whether you're in kindergarten through a senior in high school. It's there to teach the responsibilities and those lessons, as you mentioned earlier in the show, being able to speak in front of people, get up and show livestock in front of people, to be able to create a project and have that awarded a certain colored ribbon. That's really what the fair is about. It's there for kids.
Well, hopefully that's a purple ribbon and people get a chance to go to the Iowa State Fair. Laura, final question for you. This is the culmination of a year of work to be ready for this. What are you most looking forward to this year? And I think I already know the answer.
Well, it's definitely the concert.
Parmalee is a big win.
Yes, it is. And I was on the fair board last year, and but I'm really excited for Parmalee.
It's something that I'm looking forward to as well. My children are excited about it. My wife's a big country music fan, and so we'll all be there. And
do you have your tickets?
And we're looking, yeah, and we're looking forward to that. So we wish everyone the very best. We want to thank Laura Hartman and Ben Howard for being our guests, and also for all the hard work that you guys put in throughout the winter to make the summer county fair such a tremendous success. We appreciate all that you do and hope that you'll pass our appreciation on to your peers on the Woodbury County Board of Directors. Woodbury County Fair Board of Directors.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate the chamber's support.
Always a pleasure to have you both with us. Laura, thanks again.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.